Page 100. 1. Reading. B. Read for main ideas. Read the article, then check the best title for the article.
Robots are probably not high on the list of priorities for the average consumer. The nearest they might come to a robot is a robotic vacuum cleaner, which maneuvers its way around the home picking up dust. For most people, not only is the thought of interacting with a humanoid robot in their kitchen highly unlikely, but it also seems a little absurd. Some even consider it positively creepy, which may in part be because people are unsure how to relate to a robot. Such reluctance might also be explained by the ethical dilemmas posed by using robots instead of real people for certain tasks. Is it acceptable, for example, to have robots babysitting our children or looking after our elderly? Robots have, of course, played a critical part in society for decades. In the 1960s, robots transformed the automotive industry by performing hazardous and repetitive tasks and working more efficiently and more accurately than humans. They could also work longer hours, which undoubtedly had an enormous impact on the profitability of the industry. Since then, industrial robots have been deployed in various manufacturing and electronics industries. Many of the products we purchase have been assembled or handled in some way by robots. Little do consumers realize how much their lives are actually already influenced by robotics. If you consider the robotics industry today, there doesn't seem to be a field that is not influenced by robotics in significant ways. Indeed, robotics now plays a role in everything from agriculture and forestry to mining and construction, even to warfare. Medical robotics. For years now, surgeons have been using robots in performing different types of operations. Not only is robotic surgery less invasive, but recovery for the patient is much quicker. More recent groundbreaking developments may have a profound impact on identifying and treating serious diseases. For example, ETH Zurich researchers have developed micro-robots that are the size of bacteria. While more research needs to be conducted, possible applications include carrying medicine to specific areas of the body and treating heart disease. Search and rescue. Whatever challenges responders face when they arrive at a large-scale disaster site, for example, after an earthquake, one of the greatest is determining where victims may still be trapped. Germany's Fraunhofer Institute has been developing a robotic spider that can easily move through the debris of collapsed buildings and send rescuers live images or even sense hazards, such as leaking gas. The advantages of using robots as opposed to humans in these situations are obvious. Ocean exploration. U.S. Navy-backed research has produced a robotic jellyfish that can power itself using hydrogen from seawater. Possible applications include monitoring oceans for signs of pollution, or for security purposes, and for exploration of otherwise inaccessible ocean waters. However you look at it, robots will increasingly be part of our lives in the future. The field of robotics is rapidly expanding, and scientists are forging ahead with developing robots that can see, speak, think, and even make decisions based on the environment around them. The applications of robotics seem unlimited, and certainly the general public might perceive the advantages of using robots in specialized areas. The question remains, how accepting will we be of having robots, rather than humans, as caregivers for our families?